I wanted to speak briefly about Tosfos Shviyos. The Kiva said that we marbe charish shel er shviyos and kasa shel mitzay shviyos, which means that the Torah adds to the dinim of Shemitah, where Shemitah normally should be from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. The Torah adds that there is a period of Erev Shemitah and Mitzay Shemitah, which have a din of Shemitah itself. And this halach is negeh as well to Hilchis Shabbos, Hilchis Yom Kippur, and Hilchis Yom Tov, where we learn there are two sugyas in Shas, the sugya of Rosh Hashanah, sugya of Maya Katan. The question is how we learn, but we learn this concept to Shabbos and Kippur and Shemitah and Yom Tov as well, that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of adding to Shabbos, of adding to Yom Tov, of adding to Yom Kippur. That's why we are generally mekabel Shabbos a little before Shabbos. And we let out Shabbos, a little after Shabbos we add something, there's no shir, but we add a little bit of time to Shabbos, and we have the option, if we want, to add a lot of time to Shabbos, to make an early Shabbos, you can leave a couple of Shabbos early, because of this din of Tosfos Shabbos. There's a very sadistic and much like this in this topic. It has to do, as we'll see soon, and Shat in the Gemara, but it's better focus on the Machlokes itself. Machlokes itself begins with the Shaila and the Marshal. Marshal was talking about Shmini Atzeres. You know, it's Yisrael, but Shmini Atzeres, you don't sit in a sukkah. And it's a Shana Rabbah, it's the seventh day of sukkah. You want to make an early Yom Tov. One of you must make early Yom Tov, early Shmini Atzeres. So the Marshal says that if you makabel Shmini Atzeres early, you can't eat. Why? Because you can't eat in the sukkah, because if you eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, that's what pays it. You can't eat outside of the sukkah, because it's really still sukkah. If you make Shmini Atzeres early, it's still sukkah. So the Marshal says, if you make an early Yom Tov, make it tonight. So what are you going to do? Be Makabal Shmini Atzeres tonight. Which way do you want to make it tonight? Tonight, you're not eating the sukkah, can't work, because the Natari will fix it in the sukkah. Say what? You make it tonight that I'm accomplishing the Atzeres, not Megabe Sukkah. So the question is really Shayach. Is it Shayach to make a Kabbalah Shmini Atzeres except the Hilchos Sukkah? I mean, that's the question, does that work? That's going to be the Taz's position. Marshal maintains that if you make an early Shmini Atzeres, you're stuck. But you can't do anything. The Taz writes, brings down this Marshal, and it's in Tov Reish Tamachet, Marachayim. And he says in the Marshal that Gozar Tainis Mechina. Because you can't eat, because it Gozar Tainis Mechina. He says he's wrong. He says if you're Mekabel Yom Tov early, Have a Kamai Laila Umacha Manish. The idea of Tosfos Yom Tov or Tosfos Shabbos is that you can manish, pull the night earlier. And if you can pull the night earlier, so you're Mekabel Tosfos Shmini Atzeres, by making an early Shmini Atzeres, so you can eat outside the sukkah. Because now it's Shmini Atzeres. The Torah gave you that power. The whole concept of Tosfos Yom Tov is that you can pull Yom Tov earlier. And then mainly you could eat outside of the sukkah. You made it Shmini Atzeres. That's the opinion of the time.
Mm-hmm.
The Kumbashnayim, according to Mishnah. Okay, hopefully, we'll see. I'll try to explain it to you when it's coming. Just, it's probably similar, yeah. We'll get to that as well. Okay.
How about
2 weeks?
How about
7 days? We'll get to that as well. It's only going to be the explanation. As you say, it's the explanation. It's going to be only the answer. Yes. The Taz spoke to Mashal. It's in the Taz. It brings us to the answer. Similar to another Taz, the Taz is this Pesach. He has a Shaila. On Mitzray Pesach, a lot of shuls on Mitzray Pesach, they have a Nila Sakhar. And in some places, especially that season, it goes late into the night. It's ready in 2 hours after Shia. And they're still having a Nila Sakhar. Right, they didn't have marriage, they didn't bench, they're still, so if you live near such a shul, 2 hours after, they're still prodding the Pesach dish, you go to the pizza store and bring them some pizza, so they need a sachar. Or, is it still Pesach to them? So, what? Shaila is, they're being wasted on Pesach. Can you bring buckets to them? Well, the Taz brings an opinion that holds that you can, they can give him Kavod even before they make Abdullah. Once his mount passes, it's supposed to see it's have Kavod. And the Taz himself disagrees. He says that calls him on the place is Yamtif, it's Yamtif. And it's still Yamtif, and you're not letting Kavod. So the Taz seems to be going to Shitasai. The Taz holds by Shmini Atzeret that if you pull Shmini Atzeret early at the Kula, Shmini Atzeret, you can eat outside the Sukkah. He has the same thing with Pesach. You pull Pesach later, so you could, you still Aser Be'Chanet. So you still Pesach. The double Revava is an Eitz on the Taz that, that in Hilchos Nida is a halacha that a Nida begins counting Shiva Nikiyam. A Nida has to have 7 clean days before she can go to the mikvah. And those Shiva Nikiyam have to start with her being clean, cleaning means she knows she has no dam, has to start from the beginning of the first day, and it goes for a full 7 days. If someone makes an early Shabbat, and the woman wants to count as Shiva Nikiyam starting from Shabbos. So the halacha is that, let's say she's still bleeding, still has dam an hour before Shia, and she's a Kabbal Shabbos. But by the time Shia comes, she can start Shiva Nikiyam. That's good enough. It doesn't matter that she made early Shabbos, doesn't change it. That's the point. And the Shach says, in Hilchos Nida, if someone makes an early Shabbos, they still count the Shiva Nikiyam based on the sun going down on Shia, not on when they made an early Shabbos. So according to the Taz said when you make Taisa Shabbos, you're pulling Lila early. So why should that be? If you're pulling Lila early, then Lila should start when you have a Kabbalah Shabbos. This is the Dogon Revava's example. Of course, it would be the same Shaila that Krishna Shalavis, or Sphere Sider, if you count Sphere, all these things, if you hold that you're pulling it early, so then according to the Taz, you should be able to count Sphere if you make early Shabbos, you should be allowed to learn Kriya Shema. Yes?
I think you have to make a little bit things which are calling a person, things which are calling to their days in general, like Sphere, a person can't change himself.
And sitting outside the sukkah is not telling you the day?
You want to name the
prophet,
it's not on the person.
It's not on the person, but the sphere is also on the person. It's tied to the day. The person has a mitzvah at a certain time.
Well, I think
So what is he eating in the sukkah and eating chametz and counting tefillah? They're all, the person has a mitzvah tied to the time. Well, it should be all the same.
They
didn't sell it.
Well,
Krishna to the calendar? Yes, Krishna parallel.
Does that mean 24 hours like
in
this place? Well, it's like, you know, 24 hours, right? It's not like, you know, sort of like, you don't go like by like night, it's short as an earlier day. You go, I think,
you think a teretz maybe would be a teretz of sneeze, but it wouldn't answer all the other cases. But there's a second kasha that they asked the Chemed Moshe, also on Shulchan Aruch, asked, what happens if Yom Kippur is Sunday? The Shabbos, Yom Kippur is Sunday, you make an early Yom Kippur. Now you can start cooking. Shabbos afternoon, still Shabbos, you make an early Yom Kippur, don't have a marriage. Do you think you can start cooking now? You started Yom Kippur early. Why did you start it early? It's like Shabbos. What? Why? Maybe it's talking it that way. I'm not sure what the answer is. Why the belt says that? I'm not sure what the part of that is. It's made that way. You don't. What? So then the cash on the card, why? If I have the power to pull the night on it, so why? Okay, again, maybe you're answering this question. Maybe someone has to pull the other question. Maybe Shabbat Yonkev should be different. Anyway, the Chemed Moshe needs to show the absurdity of the Tazim's Shita by showing it this way. That if you pay much, is that the answer? Otherwise, you could make early on to stop looking at Shabbos. The truth is that this whole discussion has to do with how you understand Taisa Shabbos, or for that matter, Taisa Shemitah. You can understand Taisa Shabbos is that you pull the night earlier, so to speak. You have a power to make the night start early, and if that's true, so then you have a good kasha on the task. But you can also learn that Taisa Shabbos is a kaya to give the day of Friday some of Dine Shabbos. In other words, it's still Friday. But you can pull Kedusha Shabbos into Friday. It seems that the Taz understands that Taisa Shabbos is the ability to pull Kedusha into a time that's higher. Not that you're stretching Shabbos. Everyone who asks the Kasha on the Taz understands what he's saying is you're stretching Shemini Atzeres. You make Shemini Atzeres begin early. The night starts early. No, that's not the Taz. The Taz Shita is that you can make Friday have the Kedusha of the day to come. Or you can make Chol HaMoed get the Kedusha of Shemini Atzeres. You can pull a greater Kedusha into a time that has a lesser Kedusha. That's the Kaya. Right? No, because once you pull the greater Kedusha, the Dine Kedusha Tayyayim, Achal, Father Kedusha Tayyayim, Mother Dine Hayyayim. Because Yom Kippur is more than Chol HaMoed, it's a greater Kedusha, so you can pull it earlier. It means you can make part of the seventh day of Sukkot into Shemini Atzeres. You can give it Kedusha Shemini Atzeres. Excuse me? No. One way is that you can start the Lila early. One way to understand the Taz, he's saying you can start night early. He says you can start night early. You have a good kasha, you should be able to say Kriya Shema, you should be able to count Sfira. You'll do Asakara, all these cases. But that's not the case. The Taz is only saying that the Kedusha Sayyayim, the Dinah Kedusha Sayyayim, that Kedusha Sayyayim begins early. If the Kedusha Sayyayim starts early, so you have the Dinah of the Kedusha Sayyayim, which can begin earlier. So it's still day. You can't make Kriya Shema, you can't say Sfira.
Why am I
doing that? Because it's not night, it's day. Because Nida is not calling to Shabbat. Nida doesn't have nothing to do with Shabbat. It will be Tuesday, especially if it's the Yom. It just has to do with night or day. The Taz is not saying that night starts earlier. The Taz is saying that you can pull the Kedusha Sayyim earlier, and the Mela, the Dine Ayyim, apply as well. What? Because Yom Tov doesn't give more Kedusha than Shabbat already has. As much as Shabbos you make Yom Tov, you block Kedusha you're pulling. Shabbos has that Kedusha and more. Yom Tov doesn't make more Kedusha than Shabbos. Yom Tov to Shabbos, Machinani, according to the Kedusha Tati Kodesh. You'll be known as Kamina. It's very terrible, I know it's really Yom Tov. Rabbanan take a day, there's no difference. That's right. So they'll understand, the way to understand the times is you're not pulling the night earlier. You follow? You're not making the night begin. When you make early Shabbos, you're not making the night begin. It's still Friday. It's still Friday. Just on Friday, you could be Mekadosh part of Friday and give it to Kedusha Shabbos. You follow what I'm saying? What? This would only explain it if it's so that Kedusha Shmini Atzeres precludes the Sukkah. This is the way I understand. That, right, but once you can pull the Kedusha earlier, so you can do that. In which case? Because you're not adding any Kedusha to the day. Shabbos has a greater Kedusha than Yom Tov. But are you pulling Kedusha to Shabbos? You're pulling, you're lessening Kedusha Shabbos, that you can't do. You can't lessen the Kedusha Sayyai. You can only increase Kedusha Sayyai. It could be you're lessening the Dinei Hayyai. But the Kayach is to pull Kedusha Sayyai into the earlier period. You're pulling the Kedusha into the earlier period. Now, whatever ramification that has on Dinei, so sometimes the Kula has the Chogra. But it's a Kayach in Kedusha Sayyai. Somebody once had a Shai one. He made early Shabbos. By Elena, then he found out that one of his Shiva Kraven died. So he has a very big Shiva now. Theoretically it could be a Shiva Gabe sitting Shiva. Which means that if a person starts Shiva on Friday, he says Shiva till next Thursday morning. If he finds out on Shabbos he starts Shiva on Sunday, then he says Shiva really two more days. You sit the whole Thursday and the whole Friday. You should end Shabbos morning. So what? In the case where there's going to be a Levi, it wouldn't be enough community. The case happened to be a case of a Shmuel. When he heard it was after the Levi, it was after everything. But he starts Shiva Nikia from when he hears. And the question is, from when does it start? And it's totally really in how you understand it, partially. Let me tell you something else. But totally partially in how you understand Pesach Shabbos. If Pesach Shabbos is that it's night already, it's too late. If Pesach Shabbos is still Friday, and it's not too late. Now, that'll be an interesting question according to the Taz. You see, it's not really, it's in Shabbos. Shabbos has nothing to do with eating Chametz. There's no Issa to refrain from Chametz on Shabbos. There's an Issa on Shmini Atzeres to eat the Sukkah. There's no Issa on Shabbos to refrain from Chametz. It certainly is. So here, I have a Balaam. It's about Pesach people. If it's still Friday, so then he could start his Avelis on Friday still. If he does, he has to do something. The question is, I said it's a separate question, if he could show the Avelis on Shabbos. But let's say, because Parashat Tzimi could show, he could do something on Friday, so then that'll be Avelis Avelis. If not. Now you can argue maybe he should be Avelis Avelis on Shabbos or on Sunday, but the question is it Friday? That's Avelis Avelis. Right, this all has to do with how you understand Bacharish HaBakas HaTishpah. Is it Haisafa in the Dine Hayayim? Or is it Haisafa in the Kedushas Hayayim? Is the Gemara in Brachis Nachav Zayin says Rav Matzi Shal Shabbos Darav Shabbos. People ask, is it Ramish Lechatzil to make early Shabbos? So the Gemara says that Rav Matzli, Rav David, Shal Shabbos, Barav Shabbos. Rav made an early Shabbos. So the Gemara says, the Talmidim asked him, Mahu Mekedushe. Could we make Kiddush also in the early Shabbos? Isn't he can make Shabbos early? What about Kiddush? What's the Shaila? How do you understand the Gemara? So of course Rav answered, yeah, you can make Kiddush too. So how do you understand? What was that question? Rav David Shemin Esrei, Baruch HaTashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos. So the question is, can you make Kiddush? Well, what's the Shaila? But again, the Pshat is, what is Kiddush Shabbos? Getting Kiddush Shabbos. So Rav made early Kiddush Shabbos. But tell me the name of the Shaila. Does this allow Dine Shabbos to start early too? What you just did is you made part of Friday be Shabbos. Now we have a good Shaila. What about making Kiddush? Kiddush is given the day of Shabbos. You have to wait for the night. Well, can I make Kiddush when it's still day? Now, if you're going to learn the place of Shabbos is that you start the night early, the question makes no sense. They started the night early, so why did they ask him, could you make Kiddush? But the way we're learning, that it's a kayak to make part of Friday, have Kiddush of Shabbos, they have to be a good Shabbos. What about the mitzvah of Kiddush? Does Kiddush depend on Kiddush of Shabbos, you do it early? Or does Kiddush depend on the day of Shabbos? You have to wait for the night. Very smacked up, he had the stuff. And he answered yes. But you can do that early too. This is all, like, somebody asked me a couple of Fridays ago, I mentioned that if you make an early Shabbos, you're allowed to tell another yid to do malacha for you. He didn't make an early Shabbos. You made an early Shabbos. You can tell a yid to do malacha for you. So someone asked, what do you mean for you it's Shabbos? But according to this, it's Pasha. For you it's Friday. It's just that you're Friday, you're on the Kabbalah Kiddush Shabbos. You don't claim it's Shabbos, you claim it's Friday. But you didn't say the Yayin yet. You can still say Ayayin and Shishi. The point is, you can still say Ayayin and Shishi, it's still Yayin Shishi for you. Right? Because for you, it's still Shishi, just you're pulling Shabbos early. That's the class that you have. What? You'd still be allowed to claim it, you'd still be allowed to have Sfira, it's still Friday. You'd still count yesterday's Sfira. I think that this Shtikul Torah, the Yisrael at least says, in the Sefer Ba'ar HaHalacha, it's a very nice statement from Rav Zevin, and I'm just remembering now that he has this Hakira, Taish HaShabbos is that you're starting the night early, but Taish HaShabbos is that you bring Friday into Shabbos. I think he has perhaps other Maramakhanis on the Shabbos. But you have to see them. I think what? It's hard to say. The Magen Avraham says not like the Talmud. It's not like the Mishal. What? And the other Mishal? Yeah. It's hard to say. I'll be passing, but cause it depends on why they argue with it. It's proved. It's fact. But yeah. But that depends on another question. Why is it that we don't make our own shvuah? What's the reason? So that's the Magen Avraham says something about Tamima. It says, Taka, according to Magen Avraham's reason, Taka, you're right. There are a number of Achrayim in the Tziv among them who's not Tamiya. What does that do with Tamima? Make early shvuahs. You still have 49 complete days of Sfira. The Tziv maintains that it's there's a kosher. It says the etzem hayayin mashvuas. The etzem meaning that you can't eat it. It's a meal. It's not that it's yom tov. Now let's get on to back to Marcus. Va'av goyra yudei aben va'ben goyra yudei av. Back to the Mishnah. What's this talking about? Is this talking about people in the forest that are chopping wood? And the Kiddush is that a father goes to Golus and he's chopping wood and kills his son. And the son goes to Golus if he's killing his father. B'chayra, you can learn the Mishnah that way. And if you learn the Mishnah that way, you have two sugyas in the Gemara that you don't need. First sugya of the Gemara, Gemara Ta'amrit Yotah Avamakas Benayim. that sugya would be unnecessary. And also the second sugya, birminu. If you say that Amish is talking about a person who's just chopping wood, and in that way kills his father, his son, then the two sugyas of the Gemara would be unnecessary. So Taisus, in the bottom Taisus on the Amish, says, Taisus Kasha says, Kasha Levi had a doctor, Shemiyasra, in my care with the Chachasai. Avalam halach b'yar b'hargah b'shagig l'amala yigla. Maybe I'm just saying about someone who goes into a yar, but this is teretz. Yishloim in the mashal way, the mayu b'chol inyin, afu mekeh liyas, right? The mykein amay maka tfei ben me oda maka. Well, this is kasha. Why is this teretz? This is says the words are av gara idea ben, ben gara idea av, must be talking about not a case of yar. That's the thing, he hit him deliberately. Why? Because if it's a case of yar, what's he say? Because if it's a case of yar, he's all kiddish. What they say? The case of yar, what? Does anybody think of a kiddish in a yar that even a father kills a son? This says there will be no kiddish. Think of a possible kiddush. So I could think of a possible kiddush. The Gemara on Daf Yudei Zamed Aleph says that the son never becomes a goyel adam to kill his father. There's a classic. The son never becomes a goyel adam to kill his father. The Gemara doesn't say which case it's talking about. It says ein benai naser loy goyel adam. The son doesn't become a goyel adam. So, what's the case here? A man killed his son, and the brother is going to be the goyel adam. But one minute. Ain't that not the goyel adam? So the chayla, I would have a good svara to say that the father doesn't have to go to galus. There's no goyel adam. There's no Gael Adam. Who's the Gael Adam? The son. And the other son, right? He killed one son, so now the son's brother is going to be the Gael Adam. So if the son's brother is the Gael Adam, there's a din that ain't a ben nas a Gael Adam la'av. So it's a very big kiddush. Why should you go to Golis? There's no Gael Adam. Yes. What? Half brother. Half brother without the same father. Same mother. Same mother. So I'll tell you, who becomes the Goyal Adam? The Rambam says that Kol HaRoi L'Yarshai Nasa Goyal Adam. Goyal Adam is the next person who inherits. To have the same mother, he wouldn't be a Goyal Adam. He doesn't inherit his brother. It's only if they have the same father that it'd be a Goyal Adam. Hello? What? The guy kills his wife, then what? The man kills his wife. Did you answer your question? It's correct what you said, but that doesn't answer the question. What I'm saying is, our mission is a chiddush. Have guy like a ben, it could be talking in a yar. Take this, there's no chiddush in a yar. There is a chiddush. The father in the yar is chopping wood. He killed his son. So I think he doesn't go to Golis, because this is a situation where there's no Goyal Adam. Come on, Shmuelan. That I thought he came. He should go to Golis for Kiddush. But in this poor Kiddush, even if the authorities haven't said, we didn't have that Mishnah yet. This Mishnah is telling us that Kiddush. That even when there's no Goyal Adam, Golis is not telling Goyal Adam. You still go to Golis. How do we know that? Which the Mishnah established that? Right, the question is if this Mishnah is a Kiddush. This Mishnah is for the Kiddush. That was the Zogar Adam, you got a Golem. No?
You can also
apply
it for the first Mishnah, because it says that if you lay on someone and say you go to Golem, you don't pass the Dharma. So, what do you think the question to tell you don't pass the Dharma? It's the question to tell you don't pass the Dharma because I don't have a Golem or not. for the first day of the rule. The
eighth
doesn't have to
tell us. It's a stretch. Maybe. If you're right. Okay, I mean, maybe. You can abide that in the first Mishnah. But, you want to abide that in a different Mishnah, not the first Mishnah. Could be that Kavanah Taisis is that it's Pashit, not because of the first Mishnah, because of the previous Mishnah. No? The previous Mishnah said, Yotza Ava Makas Benai. No? Doesn't that already tell us that if it's the father hitting the son, Shalai B'Makam Mitzvah, he goes to Galus? It could be that Taisis Kavanah. Follow? You don't have to go to the first Mishnah. The previous mission said, Yasav Amakes Benai. For Rabbi, this time the Mishnah says, that's just the father sitting the son, the Makim Mitzvah. He doesn't go to Galus. Don't you already see from that Mishnah that if the father kills the son in the Yahu, he does go to Galus? But it says the only reason he doesn't go to Galus is because it was a Makim Mitzvah. If Mashav wasn't a Makim Mitzvah, he would go to Galus. That could be Kavanah Taisis. The Kasha Yeshu says in the Sefer Oitz HaChayim, which is put down in the Oitz HaChayim, this Bechayim is a good parent, which you can note in the previous mission. When the Rambam says, who's a Goyal Adam? A Yoyush. The Achrayim argue Pshat in the Rambam. What is Pshat in the Rambam? When the father kills the son, who's the guy? No, sorry, when anybody kills, who's the guy? The Yayush. Does that mean the closest Yayush? Which is the way we seem to be understanding till now. Or maybe it means any Yayush. The Lashon of the Rambam is Hagayel Adam, Hu Haroi Liyarshai. Hagayel Adam, Hu Haroi Liyarshai. So does that mean the closest Yayush? Or does it mean all of the six relatives that the Torah enumerates as Yarshim? In other words, in a regular case, Reuben kills Shimon. Who's the Goyal Adam? Dafka Shimon's children? Or is it Shimon's children, Shimon's father, Shimon's brother, Shimon's wife, Shimon's sister? Is it all the Yarshim? Or just that one Yayush himself? So that seems to be a machlokes achrayim. Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara says that a son is not a goyal adam to kill his father. And the author there asks that if a man kills his son, who's the Yarish of the son? Who Yarish is the son that has no children?
The father.
The father. So there asks that the brother is not the Goyal Adam anyway. Who's the Goyal Adam? The father kills the son. Who's the Goyal Adam? The father himself. So he's the Goyal Adam. Now how that works exactly is a bit difficult. But he's what? Maybe he has kids, and the kids have a Goyal Adam. But the Rabbi is asking that you don't have a case where the brother is the Goyal Adam. Because the brother is not the one of the Yashin. What? You're saying a very good horror on the Arthur there. You're right. But our Kapanim, you agree that the Arthur there holds only the closest relative. Does it? So the Kiva Ege answers the Arthur there's Kasha. The way Arya said before, the Gemara is talking not where a man killed his son. A man killed his wife. A man killed his wife. His wife was divorced from him. Man doesn't yarsh his divorced wife. So a man kills his divorced wife, which is probably all more common than killing his son, and he kills a b'shege. So that's the case with the yarsh of the divorced wife, the son. So that's the Gemara's case. We see both the Arthur Nehra, the Kinega, learn that only the closest relative is the Goyal Adam. What? So that's why it makes sense, what the Rambam says. Right. Because the Rambam says, the Chazon Ish, though, brings the Aruch Menachem Kasha, the Chazanish disagrees, and he says, Kol HaRoi LiYarshai means it. All the Kraven, now really, theoretically, every Jew is Roi Kiyasha than the other Jew. Theoretically, we're all cousins. But he means all the relatives that are enumerated as direct Yarshim, not through Seth, that all the direct Yarshim are Roi, and the Arsameach seems to hold it. Arsameach says, Kol HaPasul HaEdus. Anybody who's a relative of Pasul HaEdus is a valid. So the Chazanish and Arsameach hold that it's a number of Yarshim. And they are from there, Kivega hold only the closest Yarshim. The Kasha I asked on our Mishnah, Abba Deaben, maybe the Chiddush is, that even though there's no Gael Adam, the son would be the Gael Adam, that Kasha is obviously not Shver according to the Chazanish and Arsameach. According to the Chazanish and Arsameach, if a man kills his son, there are other Gaile Adam. There are other people that could be Gaile Adam besides his own son. Other people that it would be Riley Arshay. Now, who else would be Riley Arshay? Right? It would only be, what would it be, his mother. I don't know which other Yarshim they are. Who else is Riley Arshay? His mother. His uncle was also mentioned in the Torah. His uncle was mentioned specifically in the Torah. So, there are other relatives that would be a Gaile Adam besides the brother. We'll also answer the question. Now, Agav, the first day we started this parak, someone mentioned to me that if there's no Gaila Adam, there's an appointed Gaila Adam. I think one or two or three people mentioned that, and I didn't know what they were talking about. Certainly knew that there's an opinion that was not that way, but now I stumbled across where people get this from. Is it true that Bezdin appoints a Gael Adam? The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Ritzeah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, says, who's a Gael Adam? Kol HaRoi LiYarshai. And he says, if there's nobody, Roi LiYarshai, that's capable of being a Gael Adam, Bezdin appoints someone. However, that Rambam is talking about a different case. That's talking about someone who kills the Nazir. Din of a Gael Adam is that someone's a Reitzeach the Nazir. You take him to Bezdin, you pass him that he's Chayim Nisa. The Gael Adam is the one who's given the kibbutz of killing him. And there's a kibbutz by a chuppah you have kibbutzim. So when you kill somebody in Bezdin, it's also a Maisa Mitzvah. And somebody's given the kibbutz to kill him. So it's Takad Yada Eidim, or have it in a kibbutz. And also the Gael Adam has a kibbutz to be the one that physically kills him. And on that, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and the Rambam Paskin that the Gael Adam is a cotton, so somebody who's feeble and he can't do the killing. So Bezdin appoints someone else to do the killing. The Gemara is not talking about a shaygeg, and the Rambam is not talking about a shaygeg. It's a different case. The Lecha Mishnah under the Rambam Taka brings Chulukei Day. If by Shaygeg also in our parak too is what you did, that there's no Gael Adam, there's no point to Gael Adam. He brings a Shita that says so, and he has a kash on it. He says, how could it be? The Gemara is talking about Nez and the Rambam is talking about Nez. I got that. Let's get on with our Mishnah. Akoyel Here there are two Gersais. Our Gers says Chutz Miger Taisha. The Gers on the side Chutz Miger Al Yedei Ger Taisha. Hashem, tomorrow's shir will be on the topic of Ger Taisha, then we'll get to it. The Ger Taisha of any day, Al Yedei Ger Taisha. Okay, we'll define the Ger Taisha tomorrow. We'll go into it. Let's see the Gemara. Ha'av Gael Al Yedei Aben. Ha'am Rit Yotza Ha'av Ha'makesh Benoi. The God. Hamid I forgot the government mitzvah. Caught it. What do you mean? We said it's always a mitzvah to teach your kid, even if he's a good boy. And the Gemara, the Shulei Denagri. What is Shulei Denagri? What? What does that mean? What? He's the present. What does it mean literally? Shulei Denagri is literal translation. Right? The straps of the Nagar, the carpenter. So it means you teach him a trade. So if you teach him a trade and you hit him, you got to go. Back to Gemara, I can see you soon. What's the cash? This is the Monday. What's the cash? So therefore what? What's the Gemara saying here? The Gemara is saying, if I read correctly, that someone has a son that doesn't want to learn an onis, the father's allowed to beat him up. What's the Gemara saying, right? The son, so we had Av, I'm not guess the night, you're allowed to eat your kid to do what? To go sit and learn. So we have here another chiddush. That you're allowed to hit your son for two reasons. You're allowed to hit him to go sit and learn. And you're allowed to hit him to learn a trade. Except, the Gemara is the Gemara of Nasachriti. He already has a trade to force him to learn a second trade. So that's not a mitzvah. Not to ensure that he has two trades. But if he'll have one trade, then that's a mitzvah. That's what it says. Am I allowed to say what should follow from this?
Yes,
the guy in the Gemara didn't have the trade to learn.
You
have to get money for what?
Learning.
You have to get paid for learning.
You have to get a
if that's what you're doing. Yes, son, what? So what's Agamara saying? Agamara seems to say that the father is allowed to hit the son to force him to go learn the parnassus. I mean, maybe this is only by someone in the bathroom. But someone is sitting and learning is different. So why did Gemara answer that he's sitting and learning? He said it wouldn't be a chiddush. It wouldn't be a dead kashin. The Gemara of the Siach Nisi, that's a maybe a chiddush. The Maisa, did the father force the son to learn in Umnis? The father can. You know, you're sitting and learning? If he plans to be a Milan and he wants to have his Umnis from his learning, so then he's learning. That's Umnis Akhmisi. That he feels that he's not going to end up being a Milan. So the son, if the father has a business, the son, he can't force him either. The son already has a parnassus. The father wants to have a different parnassus, but that's not a death by the parents. No one says any more. I'm not making a joke. I mean, seriously. Yes. It's a difference. I'm not aware. It could be. I'm not aware. What? I got news for you. An umnis could go there too. People learn trades and then they can get jobs. It happens. There's no guarantees in life. A person does normal sadness. The question of why we discourage people from learning an umnis at the expense of sitting and learning. It's a funny thing, your colleagues never explained to you. I mean, it's a tumult in yeshiva and it was probably never explained to anybody.
Well, it's going
to
work.
If you like. If you have a wife that's going to earn the money, so you don't need a
room.
Okay. What? So the father tells someone to sacrifice his learning to go learn on this, the son's supposed to do it? Give up his learning. I mean, learning what? To go to learn on this. Shulchan Aruch Harav has a very important insight, which maybe would be better if we learned it earlier. He has the insight, he says that the heter to learn it on this, or for that matter, the heter to get married. If not, they didn't get married, in effect, is learned. So what kind of heter is that? Do we have that heter, getting married, affects the person's learning. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav makes a chiluk, makes a difference, the way I'm saying, of the level of Talmud Chacham you become, or the level of devotion to learning a person has, to do with quality and quantity. If you learn losing quantity of time, you have to give that up to go and get married, or to go and learn another. But if a person is losing the quality of level of Ben Taira, Talmud Chacham, whatever title you want to give it, losing a level in Limud HaTaira, for that a person is not allowed to give up. Then Azai was growing at a level where he never had really a heter to go get married. Because he was always learning at a level when a person's growing at that level. He had no heter. A person who's 18 or 19 nowadays, no question. A person gets married and at 18 or 19 sacrifices levels of learning compared to someone who's 22 or 23. And the second was going to college. A person who starts a parnasa when he's 22 or 23, and assuming he's sitting and learning seriously, is at a different level in his learning than someone who starts at 18 or 19. It's a different level, yeah. But Devarim and they don't. The Gemara doesn't explain why. The Gemara seems to say one's a richer community and one's a poorer community. What? Rashi says that they should go away from their wives. So Rashi says. If they get married, they go to the Baba. So, big deal, they're married. If they didn't go away from their wives, it didn't do much. It didn't affect their lives very much. It's not a clear explanation altogether, though. This is an explanation. The Stifler, in his letter against college, Stifler writes that people should be naive like they were naive in Europe. Then you got married, and then you worried about pronouncement. You have to go to college, you get married, you go to college. Stifler writes in his letter. It doesn't say you're not allowed to learn an umnis. It's a mistake. It says that you have to know when to learn an umnis. The mistake is that we're living in such a rich country and people think that when they're, you know, at a bar mitzvah ready, the parents have to have their life planned out for them, how they'll have money to retire on. You know, it's a mistake. And I think that's the answer. The answer is that the later people start taking learning seriously, the later people really should start looking into this issue. What? Yeah. It's worth saying a father has an right to make sure his son has a parnasa. The son's parnasa will be from Tyra, so that's fine. Right? I'll show you the universe. Somebody has the opportunity, it's fine. I don't know somebody who will need a pronoun. No, it's not a title. I don't know which parent. There are only three or four problems. He has a section for the pronoun. There's another problem with this Gemara. Oh, first of all, there's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, it seems to have the Rambam. When the Rambam brings what a father is allowed to hit his son for, he brings from Lashon HaRambam. When there's a bar mamun, when the father doesn't go to Galus, he does go to Galus, he shall hire a guy, shall write the shaft, limud, or shall hire a lamb, or shall hire a lamb, or shall hire a lamb, or shall hire a he said, "Mulam de Teira, I Chachma, I Umnis, who made Chachma." The Rambam says three things: Mulam de Teira, I Chachma, I Umnis. Teira and Umnis, I understand. What Chachma? What does Chachma mean? The father is a mitzvah to teach his son these three things: Teira, Chachma, and Umnis. What's Chachma? Mathematics. Biology? Huh? Sheva Fakhmer said, true, a father has a mitzvah to teach his son astronomy and astrology and mathematics and biology. And actually, biology is not one of the Sheva Fakhmer. But all the other, from music, the father has a mitzvah to teach his son music. So from that Rambam, I think one can make the old argument of Tyrol Mado, that a person is supposed to be first in sciences. However, if you want to know the emes, chat in the Rambam. The Rambam, fortunately, he wrote two svarim, or more than two. But he wrote the Yad, and he wrote the Pirshim Shnayis. The Pirshim Shnayis, he also says three things. He says, L'olam de Taira, Umida Taiva, and Malacha Shi Yisar Nisar. He gets the three things. Taira, what's Chachma? Chachma, he says, Umida Taiva. Musar. Now, he's not calling that Taira, it's interesting. Teaching someone the nice way to behave. To say please and thank you. With his statement, he's saying that something else. It's Taira, it's Midah Taira, and there's Malacha. So it's safe to assume the Rambam there means the same thing he means here. So this is the same order. Here he says Taira, Tachra, and Malacha. Here he says Taira, Midah Taira, and Malacha. Safe to assume that that's what he means. He doesn't mean the Tziv. Right to the tshuva. Bob showed this to me once on that Sister Sarah night when I walked with him to look up a different tshuva in the Meshach Davar. He showed me a few tshuvas. One of them he showed me was the tshuva that the tshuva in which he writes that it's a mistake when people think the Rambam studied medicine. Rambam, he writes, did not pursue medicine at all until after he learned Torah. He didn't learn medicine, L'shem medicine. He learned Torah, L'shem Torah. He didn't pursue medicine independently, as if it was a separate chokhma, like the lot of the secular world makes a big deal of the Rambam. Well, why, you know, the Gaishu world, they make a big deal of the Rambam, and not Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh and the Rib. Because they see in the Rambam, everyone's ideal, somebody who was well-versed in everything. The Rambam didn't learn medicine. The Rambam sat and was supported by a brother. He had a wealthy brother. He supported him. He had an import-export business, a ship's business. The Rambam sat and learned until his mid-30s. And he didn't learn medicine, didn't practice medicine. And in his mid-30s, his brother disappeared on one of his voyages with his wealth. His ship went down, must have gone down in the sea. The Rambam was left with his family and his brother's family to support now too. That was when the Rambam started learning that. You know, Parnassa. You went up to Umnes. You went up to Umnes. I just have one problem with this Umnes Gemara, and I don't think I'll be able to answer this. But in my notes, the last time we learned Makkos, we couldn't come up with a tariff. How about somebody could answer this? Gemara said in the Yom Aleph, that teaching Torah, if you haven't been to Gomer, it's not a mitzvah. So it should, even if he's like Gomer, you say, Hail, the Gomer, last mitzvah, Hashem Gomer, I mean, even if Gomer, it's still a mitzvah. Now, how do you say that by Umnis? Umnis is a mitzvah, you're allowed to hear. Why don't we say, Kiva, if he would have his own, if he would already have a Parnassah, I wouldn't have to teach him a Parnassah. Now that he doesn't have it, it's not now letting him off the mitzvah. You follow? The Gemara said that it's only a mitzvah. The Gemara asked, what's that type of thing? Actually, asked him here also. The Gemara said, Eisvei, right? Revino the Rava. Yes, Abba Makis Benoi, Amai, Leima, Kimadi, Ibu Gomer, Lav Mitzvah, Hashinami, Lav Mitzvah. The Gemara answers, Abba Gav, the Gomer, Nami Mitzvah. Now, by Torah, that makes sense. By Omnis, Ravina's cash is good. Lame. Kiva the Ilu Gamir. Lav Mitzvah, if he had taught himself in Omnis already, to be no mitzvah. Kashla Nami, Lav Mitzvah. The Lord of Teres isn't true. Abba Gav the Gamir, Nami Mitzvah. You say, if your son has an Omnis, it's still a mitzvah to hit it? Makes sense. And he's fine for that. How do you explain Omnis being a mitzvah based on the Gemara that said, that if you'll say Imu Gami Alad Mitzvah, Hashinani Alad Mitzvah. So then you'll also, Imu Gami, if you would have a Parnassah already, Alad Mitzvah, Hashinani Alad Mitzvah. The Pala Tzuma. Anybody? What? Fine, but he's not answering the question. When he's learning his first umdus, and the father hits him, why is that called a mitzvah? Why don't we say, even the evil God, the last mitzvah, she never loved mitzvah. Well, yeah, she misses that a mitzvah. But even the evil God, the last mitzvah, she never. Tell that to me, I think, on the Gemara. I don't remember that anybody even asked the kasha. I think, not sure. Somebody comes up with a teretz, I'd appreciate it. Back tomorrow, we're going to go up to the next summit to the Sugya of Gerat Taisha. Even though it's Thursday, the next Gemara I'm going to do quickly. Just that time again.